Hello! Welcome to Watch Us, isa na namang movie and TV podcast. Ako yung Jolen na nakukuha mo pag uminom ka ng Ramune na soft drinks. Rocky.
Maybe it's the family we made along the way. I'm Alan. And we're just two ordinary people looking for mahaba-habang chikahan about the latest movies and TV shows we've watched. And today, I'm very happy because we're joined by another very, very special guest. He's a longtime dormmate and friend back in the university. He's currently taking up his master's in demography and doing his thesis on the aging experience of older Filipinos. He had his fair share of fame when he went viral and became guests of several TV shows. Ooh. After his very inspirational undergrad journey. He's a must-follow on Twitter, wow. A level up through and through, and a very, very good friend and a very reliable friend of mine. Please welcome to the pod, Leo Haminola.
Hi.
Welcome, Leo.
Hello, Leo.
Thank you. It's a pleasure na in-invite niyo ako sa podcast niyo.
No, the pleasure is all ours. Ayun nga. Dahil meron tayong celebrity na naman dito today, Rocky.
Hala, wala ba yung audio mo?
Yeah, wala ka audio. Hindi ko nabunot mo yung mic.
Technical difficulty mo na.
Gusto ko yung lagi mayroong technical difficulty sa episode natin.
Uh-huh. Ayan.
Ayan. Hello, Leo. Pasensya na.
Hi. Go lang. Laban mo yan. Push.
Wait, bakit ka nag-viral? Hindi ko alam yan.
Ito mo, Leo. Ayaw
ko. Ikaw na lang. Ikaw na yung intro eh. Naiyatuloy ako.
Kaya. Kasi si Leo. Ay, hindi ko nakikwento yung full details. Go. Pero si Leo kasi sobrang inspiring ng kanyang undergrad.
Parang carry lang naman. Char joke lang.
Sobrang inspiring antig ang buong Pilipinas. Wow. Ang buong Twitterverse at buong Facebookverse, Metaverse, sa kanya, very inspirational story. At ayun, naging ano nga siya, nag-guest siya sa mga several TV shows, ganyan. Dahil sa kanyang very inspirational story. And I'm a witness to that very inspirational
all-nighters
journey. True. Ayun, so, Rocky, ikaw na bahalang mag-check na kayong Facebook kung ano nga ba yung viral na story na yun.
Sige. Ayan, so, every time we have a guest, natanong namin siya ng question na, nasabi mo naman ito, no? Alin?
Sabi ko.
So, para makilala namin yung guests more, para natanong namin, ano ba yung mga TV shows or movies na pinapanood mo noong kabataan mo or during your formative years na you would say na parang informed who you are today, parang made you the person who you are today.
Yeah. Honestly, growing up, I mean, sa Mindoro kasi ako nag-grow up, tapos wala namang masyadong access to like foreign films or TV shows. So I think yung pinaka, as a solid kapamilya, I think during my formative years, elementary through high school, yung pinaka exposure ko on TV and films was like ABS-CBN, even Cinema One. So I think mga films na napanood ko that really shaped me was Magnifico. That's so great a film. Tapos also Tang Yaman. So mga family centered na films actually, yung mga Ted, yun din yung pinili ko movie for this. So, ayun. So, and also, even like when the Ramas films, people will say na parang corny or something, but I actually enjoyed like Ang Tanging Ina series si Aya de las Alas and even Kasal Kasali Kasalo with Julian Santos. So, yung mga ganong rom-com feels. Yun. Kasi yun lang mainly yung access ko to those type of entertainment growing up. Eh. Although I did thoroughly enjoy din naman. So, ayun.
Nice. Ang ganda nung kitang-kita yung roots niya doon sa choice of movie niya today.
True.
Okay, fun fact. Depende kung how you view him. So, si G. Romano, star of Magnifico, save away ng birthday. As in, pati year. Occasion. So, apparently, at some point, nandito siya sa hometown namin, nagtitinda raw ng barbecue. Kasi po parang napariwara siya.
Oh.
Nung barbecue and drugs. Allegedly.
Baka dyan pa ba siya?
Hindi ko alam. Hindi ko nalang kung nasan siya.
At least sa birthday lang kayo pareho.
Yeah.
Although, di ba ano siya? Parang medyo tinulungan siya ni Ai-Ai.
Yeah. Oo, parang may nabasa na akong
ganyan. Pero parang bumalik ata rin din siya sa...
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
Ayun. Very, ano, very interesting movie choices ba? Or parang background. So, Magnifico, Tangin Yam. Ito yung mga pinapapanood sa atin nung sa movie, mga movie showing ng elementary, di ba? Or high school. Ito, yung Magnifico, ganyan.
Yeah.
Magnifico, di ba yung ano, yun yung gumagawa siya ng
kabao para sa lola niya.
Or,
yeah, gumawa siya ng cast.
Siya yung
pero siya, eventually siya yung...
Nakakalungkot. Tapos Tanging Yaman, yung mga nag-aaway ng pamilya.
Yeah.
Gloria Romero. Gloria Romero, yung, siya yung nasa center.
And interesting tong kasal-kasali-kasalo, ha. Actually, anapan ko pa lang is yung first movie. Pero di ba nagkaroon siya ng parang succeeding sequence?
Oo, yung Sakal-Sakali, Saklolo. Ayan.
Wait, ano yung kasal-kasali-kasal?
Yung si Judy Ann, si Ryan Agoncillo.
Judy Ann, si Ryan
Agoncillo. Tapos Agoncillo. Parang, yeah. Ayun, kinasal sila. Tapos yung story nila as, ano, husband and...
As husband and wife. Tapos,
yeah, very different backgrounds yes. Kasi sila. Si my favorite is Gina pa rin. Siya yung nanay ni Judy. Isa siya ang kagawad sa kabanatuan na nagtitinda ng potota. So, tapos si Ryan, nag-consider yung background niya. Si Gloria Diaz. Yung, tapos very posh, you know, as in very like upper middle class probably. So, parang ang cute nung interaction. Like, super
kaya, funny. Kaya siya kasal sila, di ba? Kasali, nakikisali yung pamilya nila sa kanilang affairs. Kasalo, merong parang third party kuno, si Juliana Palermo. Alam yung name.
Devi, ano ba tayo sa choice niya?
Devi na tayo. So, Leo, every time we have a guest, apart from asking them yung mga movies na they consider very formative for them, we give them the task to introduce the movie, to give a short background or a synopsis about the movie that you chosen. Ayan. So, go Leo.
So, ayun, yung movie na napili ko like for this episode is a Japanese film called Shoplifters. So, it was directed by Hirokazu Koreeda, Japanese director. Tapos, basically yung short synopsis na is like, there's this group of people na parang hindi talaga sila related, pero I guess you can call them a family who relies on shoplifting as a way to survive. So, basically, the film explores kung ano yung setup nila, kung ano yung individual, kung saan sila nagagaling, individual background sila, and kinda shed light kung paano sila nag-come together, and of course, yung moral dilemma of basically shoplifting, especially dun sa perspective ng mga bata na kasama nila dun sa group. So,
ayun.
Kailan mo napanood to?
I think 2018, pagka, mga a few months after its release probably. Or mga half a year after this. Although, pinirood ko din siya like a few days ago. Parang lang ba? Refresh ako kung ano yung... Yeah.
Kasi pinalabas kasi sa UP, di ba may Egasai tuwing August?
Oh yeah, may Egasai tuwing August. So yung
huling Egasai ng 2019, ito yung parang main movie nila. So doon ko ito napanood. So sinahin ko ba siya napanood? Tapos ngayon lang ulit for this. Si Alan kanina lang ata pinanood.
Oo. Ay, kagabi. Tapos sinuloy ko kaninang morning. Ay, kanina. Bago tayo mag-record. Ayun. Ayun. Leo, bilang aming guest, ikaw yung una-una magbibigay ng your thoughts about the movie.
Yeah. Dami naman trabaho ng guest ko yan.
Oo, talaga. Oo. Kaya kami nagpapag-guest. Para yung trabaho.
Pero wala kaming gagawin.
Wala kaming gagawin. Chichika lang kami dito.
Okay. No, I think as a background, so I did an exchange program in Japan in 2018. So I lived there for almost half a year. That was the first news that I encountered. Kasi nung nandun ako, I like different. I mean, sa Facebook, nilike ko yung different pages ng news media outlets like Japan Today and other para mag-keep up ako sa mga happenings sa lugar na where I am. So, and one of the first things that I've actually read is about this woman who actually died kasi wala silang, kasi nag-fail yung heating system nila sa bahay nila and they couldn't afford it because of poverty. So, and I think for most people, when they think of Japan or Japanese, they don't really look at, you know, low-income house. Hindi yun yung nag-a-appear na thought agad. Like, low-income house, it's bright lights, it's anime, it's kawaii, it's like high technology. Pero parang under those like very glamorous stuff, yung social problems pa din na hinahunt, like in most countries, you know, low-income households, poverty, kawalan ng jobs, kawalan ng job opportunities. So, and I think ito yung nag-shock sa akin dito sa shoplifters, is yung hindi siya conventional. Yung theme niya explores ideas, explores themes na parang hindi mo agad maisip when you think of Japan.
Yeah.
Tapos, the second thing is I liked about this film is yung concept niya ng family. I think it makes you question parang ano ba yung definition ng family in the first place? Like, kasi sa movie, they're not actually related, pero they're depending on each other. So, although sa start parang kala mo, magkakapamilya ba to? Pero I think, in the end, you realize na parang hindi, they actually have no relations with each other talaga. So, yun yung isa sa mga gusto ko sa film, na parang, what makes a family? Parang yun yung isa sa mga naisip ko and na-contemplate ko during that time. So, ayun, I think, and gustong-gusto kasi yung mga family theme shows. I mean, based on yung mga nasabi ko kanina. And I think very, ang ganda niya lang i-compare like when it comes to Filipino films na ang karamihan pa din ang concept natin families through blood. Pero with this film, wala talagang silang blood relations at all. So ayun, I think yun yung basically two things na I really enjoyed about the film.
Okay, Alan, ilang kahapon mo lang siya pinanood. Nag-gets mo ba agad na hindi sila related sa isa't isa?
Ay, joke lang. Ito dito, kahapon ko lang siya napanood. Disclaim lang. Kahapon ko lang siya napanood, pero matagal ko nang alam yung plot. Kasi mahilig ako mag-spoil ng sarili. Ayun, so alam ko na hindi talaga sila related at all. Pero nung habang pinapanood ko siya, parang madali lang man ding ma-decipher nga na hindi sila ano. Kasi wala sila masyadong honorific sa isa't isa. Diba? Hindi, they don't call the, ano, na, hindi na tinatawag na mama or papa.
Yeah.
Ganun. Wala silang ganung call sign. So, parang doon ko na gets ko na hindi sila related. Ayan.
Ako nung napanood ko siya nun, akala ko related sila. Tapos parang through dialogue din lang, tsaka ko na-piece together na hindi pala parang about kinidnap lang nila si Jury basically. Tapos, yun nga, hindi tinatawag ni Shota na mama, papa yung si Osamu at si Nobuyo. Yun. Hindi ko alam, maganda for me yung pagkakalatag na hindi mo agad alam na hindi pala sila related. Tapos, talagang parang sprinkling lang ng idea na yun. Na sa huli, yun, biglang isang bagsakan na ito yung background talaga nila. Ano gusto ko sa kanya? Hindi, for a movie entitled Shoplifters, there's not much shoplifting na nangyari.
True.
Parang isang beses lang sisimula, then yung sa towards the end, yung parang big thing na nangyari. Tapos, a couple of times lang, parang you wouldn't, kasi usually sa these type of movies, na akala mo, papakita ko yung talagang how they survive through shoplifting, pero ito mostly, ito yung day-to-day life lang nila, parang how they interact with each other, very slice of life.
Yes.
Tapos, yun, puro usapan lang siya, which, siguro kung hindi ka appreciative sa that kind of movie, mabobore ka, kasi yung pacing niya is medyo matagal. Pero kung okay lang sa'yo magbasa ng subtitles as someone na hindi marunong mag-Japanese, it's very good.
Speaking of that, yung parang pacing, no? Nung habang pinapanood ko siya, na-realize ko kung bakit siya nanalo ng, ano, di ba, Palme d'Or. Kasi ganito yung mga movies na gusto na, ito yung mga darlings of the, ano, of the film festivals, yung parang wala masyadong ano sa pacing, parang saktong pacing lang, pero explorative siya of each character. Parang isa-isa niyang binibigyan ng background yung each character as the story goes along. And I think yun yung yun nga, tama ka nga, Rocky, na if hindi ka into that ano that kind of pacing, kung if you're watching this expecting na you'll get a Parasite like level,
you're expecting action packed shoplifting,
shoplifting, medyo mali disappoint ka. Pero kung you're coming na without any expectations, ako nung pinanood ko siya, may expectations na ako kasi alam ko na yung plot. Pero I liked it in a way na yun nga, na slice of life siya and very explorative siya of ano-ano yung parang ano-ano yung mga laws na binibreak ng each character. Diba? Yung parang yung shoplifting kasi is just a part of their parang con, kasi basically they are con people, diba?
Yeah.
Ano sila, breakers of the law. So,
fraudsters.
Yeah. So, bawat isa sa kanila merong story na nagje-gel. Yun yung parang yun yung core nila, na we're family of ano conmans, we're ano against the world. Parang ganun yung ano nila, yung moda nila sa buhay.
Gusto ko bring, speaking of Paul Dior, isa din sa actually gusto kong parang nangyari is so Shoplifters won Palme d'Or in 2018 and then Parasite won Palme d'Or in 2019. Nakita ko kasi na parang na-realize ko na parang both of these films actually tackled low-income households, like poverty as a family. Very different approach. Shoplifters took a very like slow burn approach, pero yung Parasite very action-packed. And I think both of these shows while dealing with the same topic basically showcases the best of like Asian cinema, like in diversity that we have. So I think that's one of the like cool realization ko lang. So,
in relation to that, Leo, meron bang glaring cultural difference yung Japanese and Koreans when it comes to poverty? Kasi 'di ba itong sa Japan, very hindi ko masabi na hindi ganun ka-separate yung middle income people to the low income people, kasi nga parang the setting is, I don't know how to describe it, pero yung sa Korean kasi especially sa Parasite, talagang glaring yung pinakita nilang difference between the rich and the poor, talagang up and down, di ba? Top and bottom. Dito kasi naging focus lang talaga is the poor family. So merong bang as an expert in demography, ano, meron ka bang insight regarding that?
Hopefully ko hindi naman yung expertise ko, pero I'll try to answer, I guess. I think in Japan talagang may inequality din talaga, especially if you've been to Tokyo. Parang like you can see both of those worlds, especially if like punta ka sa mga like shady parts ng city. So I mean Tokyo has this high-rise buildings, as in sobrang dami, as in dami nakasuit like all the time, pero you actually don't know that. Pero pag gabi, parang ang daming like nasa streets lang, and then so I think glaring din yung inequality really sa Japan, especially that I think economically parang they have been not really in a recession for the longest time. Not sure of the exact terms, pero hindi booming yung economy ng Japan for the longest time. And one of the reasons for that is actually their aging population. Kasi wala na masyadong sigla in terms of workforce. So makita mo din talaga na parang if the economy is down, then parang mas malala pa yung na-experience ng low-income households. And ayun.
Speaking of, kasi usually, kasi I've been to Japan a couple of times, pero bakasyon lang. Pag nanonood ako ng Japanese films or kaya anime, usually naghahanap ako ng familiar place na nakita ko na in person. So, pero dito, ito ay set sa Tokyo, pero wala akong kahit anong setting, walang familiar sa akin. Para kung napanood ko to without knowing na Tokyo siya, isipin ko parang countryside to.
Yeah, I think madami din places sa Tokyo na especially mga suburbs area, medyo kind of similar looking din talaga yung mga area na yun. And I think for me, it adds to, parang it adds to the, parang relatability ng show na parang, since wala masyadong specifics na parang markers, parang makita mo na this can happen to any city in Japan. Parang mas ganun ko siya na-interpret. So, yun.
Tanong ko, would you consider this poverty porn? Kasi ako hindi.
Oh. Yeah, ako hindi. I think more than the poverty ang nag-shine kasi talaga sa akin is yung pagiging yung concept nila ng family. So, parang
yung talaga focus.
Oo. Hindi, honestly, I think it could have been poverty porn, pero it was done like really masterfully and like really with taste. I mean, hindi naman shinoke sa parang gutom na sila. I mean, walang mga ganong moments. And even, but I think they could have done that, especially nung funeral. I think feeling ko pwede nilang i-over-dramatize yun na parang walang panliding, walang pang ano, so parang ito na lang. Pero they didn't actually. I think parang nag-take up lang siya ng konting air, ng konting time dun sa movie when I think they could have like, you know, talagang emphasize it and, you know, add this all those melodramatic sa sound effects. So, ayun. So, I wouldn't consider it poverty porn, but great
tama.
Question.
Isa sa gusto ko this movie kasi parang it shows, it's parang very visceral yung images, very gritty, pero hindi niya sinasubject itong family into so much yung suffering. Parang talagang ang focus niya ay the joy of being with your found family.
Tsaka ano siya, hindi siya, kasi iba yung current recurring theme pag mga poverty porn, yung parang concept of hopelessness and ano, and parang stripping off the agency of the ano, poor people dahil nga sa kanilang mga ano experiences. Pero this one kasi, kahit na very grimy nung feel, alam, naramdaman mo talaga yung experiences nila. Pero, ano, parang they are happy with what they have. Hindi, meron silang, may mga portions na they aspire to be better, di ba? Like yung si, yung worker, yung si Osamu ba yung name niya?
Yung tatay.
Yung tatay na nag-work sa construction, di ba? May scene doon, di ba, na pumasok siya doon sa ina-outfit nila na interior. Tapos in-imagine niya na paano pag ando doon sila nakatira. So, meron ganong part pa rin na very aspirational pa rin sila na what if they are in a better place in life. Pero, habang, as you watch them, and they are, ano, they are happy with what they have. Na they happy na they're surviving and that they have their so-called family. Ayun. Nakakatuwa. Eh, pero nice, ano, nice input. Nice question.
Yeah, di ba nabagit natin na puro usapan? Gusto ko na it trusts the audience. Hindi siya hand-holdy, walang ina-explain ko ano nangyari. Basta, the director or siya rin ba ang screenwriter nito?
Yeah, I think siya din yung writer. Yeah.
They trust the audience enough na through their dialogue, magagets mo na you know, hindi sila magkakapamilya talaga. Parang ano ba talaga yung aspirations nila, which I like. So, bilang ito ay a foreign language film, so kailangan mo talaga maging attentive pag pinapanood. Hindi ito yung klaseng movie na pwede mong nag-cellphone ka habang yun.
Yes.
So, gato ka ba ito? 2 hours?
Yes, two
okay
hours.
Okay naman. Hours. Yeah, pero gusto ko kasi ganito ba na hindi in-spell out for you kung anong mga nangyayari.
Yes.
Tapos, the cinematography.
As you go.
Maganda yung cinematography. Tapos, it's very, nabanggit ko na dati, yung cinema verite nga. Yung parang ina-observe lang sila. Meron lang, talaga yun, very slice of life talaga to.
Ano ba sabihin ko? Tanong siya actually, sino out of the five ba sila? Six characters?
Six.
Do you relate to the most? Or parang yun yung pinaka gusto nyong, yung storyline nila yung pinaka nagustuhan ninyo?
May sagot ka na ba, Ale?
Hindi, si Leo muna. Mamaya na.
Ay, si
Leo. Leo, ikaw.
So, I think in terms of storyline, yung, of course, feel ko kay Shota naman nag-revolve yung most ng things. Kasi feel ko siya yung may pinakang, pinakamadaming pinagdaanan in terms of an arc na parang I specifically like na parang yung nagkaroon siya ng moral dilemma kung parang paano nga ba yung shoplifting, especially yung kasi yung parang paniniwala niya sa pag sa shoplifting is pag nasa store
Wala
pa
mong
yan, wala
mayari.
pang no one owns it yet. Tapos as long as it doesn't go bankrupt, it's okay. Pero parang yung pinagusto ko yung na-challenge yung mga norms niya and how he reacted basically na bankrupt yung isang local store
Yes.
pero although hindi naman na bankrupt, parang in mourning lang, pero ang pagkaintindi niya na bankrupt ata yung store pero parang namatay lang yung store owner. Tapos yung sa second is yung sa
Sa
car
kotse.
yung inaano nila na hammer. So parang very ano ba, parang ang human nung reaction niya na parang hala ano bang nangyari talaga, tapos parang hindi niya sinasamahan. So parang ang ganda lang nung pagka-show nung pagiging conflicted niya dun sa situation and then sa morals niya, yung dilemma niya. So basically yun yung pinaka nagustuhan ko. And even dun sa last part, parang parang gusto ko din na parang nagkaroon siya, parang naging feisty siya at the end na parang ang sinasabi niya na parang hindi ginawa, sinadya ko talaga yun. Like, may ganun, yung nasa bus stop kasi parang kasi parang na-hurt siya na parang deliberate
Naiiwan
dahil
siya.
niya, oo, naiiwan siya dahil tinanong niya during the night, diba? So parang gusto ko na parang ang normal ang human yung reaction niya, hindi galit siya eh. So parang sinabi niya din na parang kung ano yung makakapag-hurt sa din kay Osamu. So ayun, yun siya yung pinaka gusto kong character.
Ikaw, Rocky.
Wait, wala pa akong naisip. Ibigay ikaw nagtanong. Hindi ko minis, may sagot ka na eh.
Ako, since ako yung ganun, dapat may sagot na ako. Gets ko yung kay Shota na siya nga dahil siya yung parang central character.
Parang siya yung entry mo.
Entry mo. Tsaka, you're viewing it in his eyes. Parang ganun yung dating. Pero ako pinaka naka-relate ako as a character is kay Nobuyo, yung mother.
Yung nanay.
Kasi yung ano, parang siya yung pinaka may gustong maging pamilya sila. Kahit ayaw niyang deliberately sabihin, pero siya yung parang painful longing for a family out of all the characters. Di ba gusto niya, yung una, parang ayaw niya pa yung kay Juri, parang pinaano niya, parang niraboy pa niya. Pero nung nalaman niya na ina-abuse yung bata, ganyan, parang siya no mismo yung ano, next step up na kukupkupin natin to. Tapos sa dulo, siya yung sumalo nung ano, siya yung sumalo ng lahat, di ba? Na, ano, dahil nga, mahal niya yung pamilya niya na, tapos dahil nga may previous criminal record yung guy. Eh, paano?
Yeah, si Osamu.
Oo. Ayun, so, out of all the characters, siya yung feeling, nakarita ko sa kanya kasi siya yung, I don't wanna say na siya yung core kasi I think may iba pang core ng family nila eh. Pero siya yung, may ano talaga, may want and need na mabuo yung family na that they created.
Yeah, dagdag ko lang dyan, may scene na parang, yung ini-interrogate siya ng police. Parang tinatanong siya, pero ano ba ang tawag niya sa'yo? So parang, oh my God, waterfalls! Like parang,
umiyak ako. Umiyak ako kanina doon sa scene na yun. Kasi pinipigilan yeah. Ko yung pag-iyak pa niya na parang,
parang yun lang gano'n. Yeah. Tapos sobrang brave niya din for yung sinabi niya kay Shota na parang ganito ka namin nakita, so if gusto mo. So parang ang tunay na pagmamahal talaga yung pagpalaya. I mean sobrang nirelay niya lahat even if it means risking na parang Shota goes to her to his original family talaga. So ayun, I mean that's really great.
Ulirang ina
si Ate Girl. Tsaka diba yung may part, may scene doon na magli-lay off ng ano ng tao tapos pinang-blackmail sa kanya na ano na isuplong ko
na kinidnap nila si
pero hindi siya dalang isip ano para ma-keep niya yung family niya. Tsaka siya yung ano, siya yung pinaka level-headed sa kanila na may palagi siyang may plano or basta may something na ginagawa. Siya di ba rin yung nakaisip na i-bury nila doon sa bahay yung ano si grandma. Ayan.
So, paano ka nakarelate kay Nobuyo?
Sabi ko, baka pinaka nakarelate.
Hindi, sinabi lang ko, bakit mo siya gusto?
As a Taurus, charot. Hindi, kasi pa, ano, Oh, kasi pag may nabuo kong ano, parang friend group or something, sa group of friends, ganyan, I always make it a point na gusto ko parang buo pa rin tayo kahit tagal na, ganyan. Parang I really in value yung ano, yung bonds formed, gano'n, na parang hindi kahit kahit kakaiba tayong personality, kahit magkakaiba tayo ng pinanggalingan, pero we chose to be this group of friends or this family. I value that, and ano, I make it a point to keep that. Ayan. Oh, umiyak. Tatawagin ako mama. Charot. ikaw, Rocky, nakaisip ka na ba?
Very shallow lang. See, feeling ko nakarelate ako most kay Awesome. Kasi, di ko, dati, for, during, around 2015, di ko alam kung anong, di ko alam, heartbroken ako dati. Gusto ko ng pamilya talaga din. Tapos, pero ang, parang, pinaka gusto ko magkaroon ay anak. Gusto ko ng someone who'll call me a dad. Di ko alam, just, di ba may scene na pinipilit ni Awesome si Shota na tawagin siyang dad. Parang naglalakas sila pa uwi. Tapos, ayaw ni Shota. So yun. Gusto, di ko alam. Gusto ko talaga may tatawag sa akin ng dad. Or gusto ko tatay or ama. O ano man. Basta, ano. Basta hindi daddy. Okay, pero, parang, ano, sayang hindi nakita ni Awesome sa huli na tinawag siyang dad. Yeah. Finally, ni Shona.
Speaking of dulo, ang ano no,
ang sad.
Ang dulo. Sad ng dulo.
Ayan.
Ang sad nung dulo, parang lahat sila longing. Na, longing for something.
Except diba? Grandma.
Oh, kasi. Yeah.
Kasi she's dead.
Tapos, yun, di ba yung scene ni Juri? Juri ba Yuri?
Pinakamaling.
Oo. Oh, oh.
Na, yeah. Feeling ko, kinat yung scene dun sa portion na tawagin niya, Mama, Papa. Feeling ko magsasabi pa siya doon. Nag-expect ako na tatawagin niya na Mama ang Papa, yung Mama, Papa niya nung sa farm family nila. Pero kinat na yung scene. Ayun. Ano lang. Parang they all start. Nagbumalik ulit sila sa ground zero. Parang gano'n.
Tanda ko nung pinanood ko to sa... Kasi pinanood ko siya kasama ko ata orgmates ko. Nung 2019 niya. Parang nung biglang nag-black. Parang kami lahat ay, ah, yun na yun. Ay, parang diba? Sobrang... parang... sobrang sad.
Ay, Leo, question. Kasi di ba nung ni-invite kita for to mag-guest sa podcast, yung first mo na pinili is yung Brokers ni Kore-eda rin, di ba?
Yeah, Kore-eda din.
Tapos, you change your mind na ginawa mo siyang shoplifters. Ano, what made you change your mind? Ay!
actually, wala naman kasi feel ko baka kailangan ko pa ng ilang rewatch ng Broker para ma talagang maintindihan siya. I mean, kasi napanood ko na Shoplifters before and I was very familiar with it, so I've done my research then. So, wala lang naman. Ilang siya. Mas comfortable lang basically pag-usapan yung Broker. So, yun lang siya.
Okay.
So, ayun. And baka din hindi pa kasi okay yung subs na na-download ko. So, ayun. Kasi bago pa lang siya na-film.
Oh, this year lang siya.
So, ayun.
Ay, can we also talk about si Grandma? Parang feeling ko siya sa ano. Siya yung nag-sister ng ano, ng mga ganap dun sa ano, pamilya.
Yeah. So, to be fair, siya yung breadwinner nila.
Oo nga.
Oo, siya. Which is ano, which is a good ano, a good parang point kasi 'di ba nga sa Japan medyo aging na population. Ganyan. Ayan. What can you say about the grandma, Leo?
Yeah, I think, I like ang interesting ng character niya. I specifically like yung namatay siya ng, I mean, yung beach scene, na parang hindi siya sumama sa kanila. Tapos parang, nandun lang siya looking at yung new form family niya. Tapos parang, walang regrets. I think yun yung isa sa mga pinakagusto ko din points ng show, na parang, hindi niya ito pamilya, pero somehow it's her family. Parang ganun. Tapos parang, in her last days dito sa earth, parang kontento siya dun sa nagawa niya pamilya. I think yun yung pinaka okay. Tapos hindi siya stingy basically na siya, I think siya din yung nagpro-provide sa family na for the most part kasi kinikwenta nila yung kung magkano yung yen na na-receive niya per month. So ayun, tapos I think Kasi I think bawal siyang may kasama sa bahay kasi
Yes.
nagtatago sila, right? So I mean, so the others are basically living at her house for free. So I think very kind yung characterization ng grandma. So and even may line doon and even nung namatay na siya, parang tinutulungan pa din na, nakapag-withdraw sila sa ATM niya. Nakita nila yung 30,000 niya na binibigay monthly or regularly nung parents ni Aki. So parang ang dami niya natulong kahit wala na siya. So ayun. So basically for me, siya yung talagang breadwinner and talagang financial and supporter in terms of finance ng family. So,
Di ba sinabi rin niya nung nasa beach na nag-uusap sila ni Loboyo, I think, na para at least she knows na she won't die alone.
So I mean I think which happens a lot in Japanese culture talaga, kasi ang trend really is like to go to Tokyo and work there and study there. So I think in many towns in Japan parang matatanda lang yung andon, and so I mean.
Ang sad tayo dito nung may part doon na, well, doon sa interrogation scene, di ba, sinabi na they killed yung husband ni
Nobuyo.
Ay, husband ni Nobuyo o yung husband nung
husband ni Nobuyo?
Husband ni Nobuyo, yeah.
Pero meron bang, ano, meron bang sinabi anything about doon sa husband ng grandma? Kung paano siya nag-meet or paano yung history nila, paano siya nag-meet yung siyang tatlo? May nasabi ba?
Parang
walang detail. Alam lang natin na parang first wife yung grandma, then may second wife, kaya nagkaroon ng second family. And yun yung parang branch ng family ni Aki.
Kaya wala talagang brother relation si grandma at si Aki.
OMG. Akala ko all this time, si grandma yung may parang ano, abusive na asawa. Ngayon ko yung na-gets, kaya pala may mga scars si ano, si Nobuyo. Kasi nga abused siya. Okay, ngayon ko na gets.
Hindi ba sabi rin na kung hindi nila pinatay, papatayin sila.
So self-defense.
Ang bigat ng pili ko lang to, Nicolam.
Yeah, actually.
Ang bigat niya. I mean, kahit slice of life yung atake sa kanya, yung frequent sa kanya. Ano yun, ang bigat niya. Dahil nga dun sa story of, ano, of yung talagang dinipik nila masterfully yung poverty.
Mm-hmm.
Diba yung isa kasi sa pag nanonood ako, medyo ano ko, medyo nahihirapan ako manood ng mga movies na pinapakita yung living conditions ng mga poor, kasi ako very sensory yung senses ko talagang na ano, na hype up. Kaya nung pinapanood ko siya, hirap-hirap akong panoorin siya kasi parang naamoy ko sila, naramdaman ko yung lagkit ng katawan nila.
Yeah, ang init.
Pero out of yung habang pinapatol siya, yung like nabanggit ko kanina, parang hindi siya nagreklamo dun sa estate nila, no? And yung, di ba nung nabanggit mo rin to, Leo, kanina na yung hindi siya pwedeng makita na may kasama yung lola dun sa bahay, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, gusto ko yung hinigtataka yung person, yung bumisit sa kanya. Kung ba't ang dami-daming gamit? Pero, na-realize ko, kasi, ano, may lola din ako na medyo matanda na, ganun talaga sila.
Maabubot talaga.
Tapos, naalala ko, recent na pumunta ako sa lola, bumisita ako sa lola ko, akala ko, lola, ikaw lang ba mag-isa nakatira dito? Parang ang dami mong gamit. Parang, gets ko na, ay, oo nga, no, ganun talaga sila.
Ayun. Yung ibang lola mo to? Hindi yung kasama?
Ay, hindi kasama ko sa bahay. Pero yung lola ko dito, medyo maabot-bot din. Pero, ano. Ayun, Leo, other things that you like about the show?
One observation na lang, I guess. Gusto ko ulit i-contrast siya with Parasite na yung in terms of like costume design. Parang dito, sobrang apparent na poor sila. Yung shoplifters, even when they go out.
Mm-mm.
Pero this sa Parasite, parang hindi sila mukhang mahirap when they go out. Pero I guess nagko-condemn kasi sa Parasite. Pero I think based on my parang readings on Korean culture, parang medyo mas self-conscious kasi in Korean culture,
yes.
When it comes to your like outward appearance, parang mas conscious ka kung ano sasabihin ng iba. So So I think baka din ganun yung choice in terms of like costume design. So ayun, like observation. Tapos another one is like na-realize ko through this film na si RuPaul, may sinabi siya na as queer people, you get to choose your own family. Pero I think it's also the same when you're poor. Like as poor people, you also get to choose your own family. Yeah. I'll say go.
Gusto ko
Ano?
sabihin na yan yung first option ko sa introduction ko. Mas
Dapat ituloy
papalitan ko
mo.
yung gay people to poor people. Pagdating mo na lang.
Yeah,
We as poor people, we get to choose
yeah,
our
get
family.
to their own family. Yeah, very apt siya dun sa film. No, I mean, growing up in a low-income household, naramdaman ko din yung, I mean, like, solidarity of, like, of people na kapitbahay mo lang. Like, in terms of, like, the normal stuff, like, pag may birthday, magbibigay, like, randomly, kahit di mo naman talaga kamag-anak or something, like, pag walang ulam, like, you know, everyday stuff na, tend, na parang, nagbiblur na yung, nagbiblur na yung definition na parang, ano ba yung family, ano ba yung kapitbahay. So, I think yun din yung isa sa mga relatable things dito. I mean, dahil din sa background ko. So, ayun.
Very nice. Although, ganun din ba ang Japan? Parang ano ba sila? Very ano rin, communal. Ganun din ba ang culture nila?
Yeah, I think may culture din na ganun to some extent na parang kailangan, suppose hindi mo papabayaan yung family mo and talagang, pero I guess yung isa sa mga key difference, I'm not sure if key difference, but sa Japan, parang merong, parang hindi clique, parang cliquish yung mga households. Like parang hindi mo dapat pinapakailman yung domestic affairs. Like especially if hindi ka, kaya I guess maganda din na parang talagang family sila and parang talagang dapat na, nandun yung domestic affairs. Kasi kaya din isang problem sa Japan is when it comes to domestic violence. Kasi parang nagtotoo na hindi unsure like yung people like parang if they should meddle, if they should call the police kasi sa culture nila parang interfering yun with the domestic affairs ng family na yun. So, ayun. So,
Na sa atin hindi nangyayari kasi yung mga marites, no? Tapos dapat, ano,
ayun.
isilip ka lang sa bintana, ganyan. Uy, nag-aaway sila, kumare, gano'n.
Yeah. So,
Oo. Sa atin may, ano, may watchmen, ganyan.
True. And makita natin yun sa film na parang walang kapitbahay na nag-appear out of nowhere. Walang ibang most characters na, I mean, unless authorities na parang nag-i-interfere dun sa affairs nila. Like parang ang tanging kumisita lang dun is yung kumausap sa grandma, which is parang pension, pilwisa or something, and then yung actual authorities and themselves, di ba? Pero parang walang concept ng pagiging community basically. And I think when it comes, and maganda din yung kasi nakasituate sila sa isang very modern area. Pakita mo yung paligid ng house. Very apartments na yun. So, and sa ganong setting, mas individualist na talaga yung para ma-realize mo, di ba? Very modern, very individual, na naka-enclose like, in this apartments, condominiums. Pero sila, parang, makikita mo din na may, in terms of like the space and yung environment nila, parang very communal, very old school yung house nila. So, I think maganda ding contrast yun. So,
Nag-chills na naman ako, Rocky. Charot. Kasi, sorry, kapag kasi meron akong naiisip na realization, nag-chills ako. Anyway, ano, oo nga, ang ganda nga rin ang point niyan, no, how the architecture played doon
yeah,
sa
oh my God, that's an
story. Oo nga, ngayon ko lang na-realize, pero kanina ko pa iniisip, oo nga, na sila lang yung ano, yung parang bungalow type, yung one story na bahay
yeah.
doon sa paligid nila na ano na
And very traditional din yung design. I mean, may
oo,
koi pond pa
may koi pan
supposedly.
pa, tapos lahat sila natutulog doon sa central ano, doon sa central space ng room. Tapos kung if i-explore natin 'yon, very out of place talaga din sila doon sa location niya, no? Na out of place sila in terms of number one, their family setup. Out of place sila yung kanilang bahay doon sa apartment complex na yon. Yun, nice ano, nice realization from Whale. Ayan. Rocky, ikaw, meron ka pa ba?
Hindi, i-highlight ko lang isang scene na feeling ko ito yung parang pinakang distillation ng kanilang relationship. ng kanilang circumstances. Yung part na parang, hindi ko sure kung ano meron, pero may fireworks daw over Sumida River.
Oh, yeah.
Na, so, magkakasama lang sila, nag-dinner ba sila or something?
Kumain silang mais.
Kasi, kumain silang mais. Hindi nila kita yung fireworks, pero they're very content na naririnig lang nila. So, parang yun, parang they're happy just being with each other. Okay na sa kanila yun. Parang, yun nga, found family stuff, whatever, pero parang yun na, ito na yung, ito, this is your family, someone you love spending time with, kahit ano pa man yung condition nyo. Yun yun. Parang, I love that scene. Akala ko yun yung poster, hindi pala, nung una. Umaga pala yun nga sa poster nila, magkakasama sila.
Gusto ko rin
siya yung... easy na panood. Yes, hindi siya easy watch.
Hindi siya easy watch.
I mean, kahit very, very upbeat naman mostly yung story, pero hindi siya easy watch. May, parang throughout the movie, kahit mahirap sila nga, they're shoplifting to survive. Pero pinapakita mostly ay happy moments, di ba? Between the members. Nagkaroon lang talaga ng shift nung nahuli si Shota. Tapos they tried nga, escaping, tapos iiwan siya. Tsaka yun, bumagsak lahat.
Mm-mm. Yeah, pero even though like madaming happy moments, in terms of the color grading, parang parati siya greenish or yellowish. Parang basta not as bright as you'd like expect. And parang I think it encapsulates the mood nung, I mean, yung pag-set ng mood ng film na parang this is not like a happy story or something. So, na-appreciate ko yung like yung detail na yun. Kasi parang even though may mga happy moments, hindi yun na-reflect dun sa colors na ginamit. So, ayun.
Tapos, ngayon ko, nare-raise ko lang at the ending na nag-start yung story, winter, no? Tapos natapos din siya winter. So, basically, parang one year. Di ba? Yeah. One year yung story. Tapos,
grabe yung part na summer kasi ramdam. Kita-kita mo Agnes Pawis sila.
Diyos ko, yung Pawis sila. Lalo nung kanilang love scene. Grabe. Ano talaga? Shadow malagkit, ganon. Pero, feeling ko the weather, played din a huge part doon sa doon sa how yung setting of the film na parang habang umiinit nag-amp up yung tension, yung conflict ng story hanggang sa 'di ba yung nahuli si Shota yung in a very hot humid day, 'di ba? Pero nag-start yung film in a in this winter yon na lamig na rin sila na parang may comfort of the cold, pero nung yung habang tumatagal umiinit parang alam yun na hinabasa ko doon sa film how they use the weather. Ayan.
Yeah, wala na akong notes.
Ayun, nahirapan ako sa movie na to kasi ang bigat niyang panoorin talaga. Pero thank you Leo kasi matagal ko talaga itong gustong panoorin. Oo. Thank you dahil sinuggest mo at na-require ako to watch it.
sana nag-enjoy ka naman bukod sa requirement.
Nag-enjoy naman ako pero medyo mabigat. Joke lang.
Yeah.
Ayun.
Ayun na. May final thoughts ba kayo sa movie? Sabi na ba lahat ng gusto nyo sabihin?
Leo, ikaw.
Yeah, ako, I think for the most part, sabi ko na naman lahat ng thoughts ko sa movie. I think in general, maganda yung Japanese cinema and I'm really interested in watching it. So, I think this is one of the like top tier talaga and must watch talaga. So ayun. I think comparable siya sa iba natin. And I think as Filipinos, makaka-relate tayo din sa concept ng family, especially na parang ang wide nung concept natin ng family. Yes. Like parang hindi mo sure minsan kung kadugo mo talaga pero tatawag mong tito or tita. Like, for example, parents ng friends ko, I call them tito or tita. Pero, outside of the Philippines, parang you'd only reserve that for actual blood relatives. So I think as a Filipino, maganda yung, ang dami ko napulot from the film. So, ayun.
Ako, parang it's an essential watch. Lalo na kung if, ano, if you're into Asian cinema. Parang isa siya sa, ano, isa siya sa requirements, I think, na you need to watch. Kasi, it really explores yung topic or itong field or subject na hindi masyadong na explore sa mga movies ng Asian cinema. Kasi 'di ba, meron tayong concept na pag karamihan ng mga when we view Asian countries, especially mga developed Asian countries, you don't see much of the mga people suffering from poverty, ganyan. And ang ganda lang niya na ano niya, na in just 2 hours, parang ang dami niya ng, ano, ang dami niya ng subjects na natakel. Like, yung poverty, family, workforce dilemmas, di ba? Occupational safety and hazard, di ba? Tapos, yung di ba si Aki, di ba, she's, ano, employed din sa parang this
fetish club.
Yeah. So, ang dami niya ng pinakel na subjects within that that sphere. I mean, kaya I think this is an essential watch if you're into Asian cinema. Ayan, Rocky.
Ano na lang. Since this is a movie about shoplifting, when you see people shoplifting food, no, you didn't.
True.
Yan na lang.
True.
Yeah, so... I-rate natin itong movie. Very binary lang yung rating system namin. No space for nuance. So if you like the movie, sabihin mo lang, it's a must watch. And if you didn't, it's a watch the hell. Yeah, so 2 choices lang.
Very cute and good. Like Raja and Raven. Anyway, of course, must watch film show for me. So, yeah.
Yeah. Alan.
It's a must watch. Chili!
Sabi mo kanina, essential watch.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, it's a must watch film for me din.
Mm-hmm.
Ano pala, pag, sabihin ko lang, if ever bumalik yung Agasay sa UP, panoorin nyo yung movies doon kasi libre, una.
Yeah,
tapos maganda yung mga movies na pinapagas. No, undergrad ako, hindi ko siya masyado na appreciate, which na one of my biggest regrets. So, nung nag-grad school ako talaga, every year, nanonood ako ng movie. Yeah, maganda yung mga pinapalabas dun. Yan. So, ang gawin natin ngayon ay, ang segment natin ay, how did this movie fit into your personal narrative? So, mag-list ka lang ng ways na you personally related to the movie. So, pwedeng serious way or very shallow, silly ways na nakarelate ka dun sa movie. May prefer ka na ba, Alan?
Sila yung muna, bilang guest.
Sige.
Yeah. No, I think yung everyday struggle of like being a low-income household, I think yun yung main factor for me. And yun yung main thing. I mean, I come from basically the same background and parang I relate to many of the scenes, like, especially pag kumakain na sila ng noodles. So, so, parang, so I mean, especially during college, and alam to ni Kuya Alan na parang wala talaga magwala ka pero magka-cup noodles ka. And,
yeah.
And, yeah, and also, of course, yung concept ng family. I think, magka-dorm kami ni Kuya Alan and for most of us, parang yung naging, yun talaga yung family, like, for a few years. So, parang, may mga masasantalan ka talaga like family members doon and you form friendships that basically become, you know, parang as close as family na. So I think yun na parang we get to create our own family talaga.
Yeah.
So ayun, so parang hindi naman kailangan kadugo mo yan to basically call it a home. So ayun.
Yes. Ako, ano, number one, I'm poor. Charot.
Tama.
So, yung number
same
one, ano, not personal narrative. Number two, I don't shoplift. number three, katulad ako ni grandma, I don't wanna die alone. Tapos, number four, katulad ng sinabi ni Leo na, here, as poor people, we get to choose our own family.
Oh.
Ayan. Sometimes, minsan, actually, most of the times, yung families that you've created, yun pa mismo, madalas yun pa yung mas matimbang minsan, ano?
Mm.
That, wala lang, na-realize ko lang, bilang, in my 27 years of existence, ibang klaseng pagmamahal yung binibigay mo sa pamilya mo, nakadugo mo, pero ibang klase rin yung binibigay mo pagmamahal doon sa mga pamilyang ikaw yung bumuo. Ano, ayun. Oh, niyak. Ikaw, Rocky.
Wait, hindi. I am poor. Huwag niyo lang pansinin yung mga nasa likod ko. Hindi. Kasi growing up, hindi rin naman kami ganun super comfortable. Pero, hindi ko alam. Di kasi, ang galing dito sa movie kasi para bang sinishield pa rin ni Nobuyo at ni Osamu si Shota at si Yuri Rin, whatever, na ito yung situation nila. Parang as much as possible, normal yung childhood nila. Hindi papakita na they're going through this. Ako naman parang ganun din. Parang alam ko noon na parang we're just surviving, ganun. Ngayon lang medyo nakaluwag-luwag na. Pero yun. Tapos, last, I like Koroke. Yung kinakain nila, I love Koroke.
Ano yun?
Para siyang patatas siya na may meat.
Parang hash brown.
Parang. Na parang tonkatsu.
okay.
Na may, may tonkatsu na breading. Mm-hmm. Yung kinakain nila kasama yung noodles.
Ang sarap din ang kumain ng noodles, no? Yung mga Japanese talaga, ang sarap na sarap sila kumain ng noodles.
Actually, yun ang namibis ko sa Japan, pagkain nila. So, ako nang bumalik ng Japan. Rinig ba yung ulan? Ang lakas na ulan bigla sa amin dito.
Oo, medyo. Umulan din dyan sa inyo, Leo.
Hindi naman umulan din sa KNL.
KNL yan, di ba? KNL Heights.
I miss.
Canola Heights.
Dito kanina, dito sa may Retiro, reporting from Retiro, ano naman po? Clear naman po ang skies, pero kanina sobrang lakas na ulan.
Yeah. So, next segment, I watch else. So, ano may recommend mong movies based on the movie that we watch, which is Shoplifter? So, anything similar na may recommend mo so people can watch? May pinaparecommend kayo?
Wala. Well, I guess yung Magnifico na rin lang yung tayo naman. Sorry, umulit. Oh, and another one is probably Tokyo Story.
Luma yan, di ba?
Luma. Ano ba? It's a 1950s film.
Yeah, black and white siya na movie. Alam ko yan.
I don't know. It's
pwede
like,
pa napapanood.
Napanood ko na siya and like, it's really, really... Ewan ko kung saan mapapanood, pero widely regarded siya as yung masterpiece ng director, which is Yasujiro Ozu. So, it's really a great film about family. About modernization. So basically, kung paano nagko-cope yung isang family with modernizing Japan. Like, ang ganda-ganda ng story na yun. So, ayun. So I really like that, mga family-centered conflicts and stories. So probably yun yung isa ko sa mga recommendations ko. Tokyo Story.
Alin?
Ako, yung ma-recommend ko, number one, siguro, yung movie na Paki by Giancarlo Abrahan.
Parang nabanggit mo yan dati.
Starring Yula Valdez.
Ricky Dabao?
O Ricky Dabao. Basta story rin siya of family. Na each of the family members has their own struggles going on. Ganyan. So yun. Gusto ko rin yun. Story about family ni patay na si Jesus, di ba? So,
yan.
Ayan, ganda rin yan. Tapos, ito medyo malayo, pero pasok pa rin siya dun sa concept of created families. Community.
Laban.
Ang layo, ayun. Pero community, diba kasi, diba, yun yung lagi sinasabi nila dun sa show na parang binuoy sila yung bumuo nung family na yun.
Greendale 7.
True. Ayun. Ikaw, Rocky.
Ako una, number one, Parasite. Diba, nabanggit na natin kanina. Para yung mga tao na living in the fringes. Then, if you like a Japanese movie na mostly nag-uusap lang ang mga tao, Drive My Car.
Which is
nominated this year lang. Nanalo nga ba siya ng best foreign film, I think?
I think, oo.
Nito?
Maganda, yeah. Maganda.
Maganda siya, kaso tatlong oras.
Nang usapan?
Oo. Mostly.
Oo, hindi guiding.
Sa huli. Naganda. Pero maganda siya. Based siya on short story ni Haruki Murakami. Mm. Yeah. So maganda siya, tatlong oras nga lang. Tapos, itong movie, 45 minutes in, tsaka lang nagkaroon ng opening credits. Basta ganun siya kahaba ng sine.
What? Akala ko 45 minutes in, doon pa lang in-start yung kotse.
Then, ito, dahil lang si the actress playing Aki, si Mayu Matsuoka, nandun siya sa movie na Chihaya Furu, which is based on an anime. So, maganda yung movie na yun. Iga Psycho rin na panood yun. Tatlong movies to based on an anime. Very fun. Then, hindi ko to napanood, pero ito yung uno kong naisip. Filipino movie, Pamilya Ordinaryo. Di ba? Hindi ko alam actually kung anong. Alam ko lang they're about a poor family.
Oh, yun. Living in the streets, di ba?
Yeah. Living in the streets. Yun ang aking recommendations. Puno tayo sa ating last segment na Watch a Watch Recently. So, ano lang yung recent na pinapanood nyo na ma-recommend mo sa mga listeners natin? Meron ka ba, Lelo?
Hindi ko pa napapanood ngayon Broker, pero feel ko yung isa sa mga top. Kasi Korea the film din siya. So, and ano si Ayu? Ano si Ayu? So, feel ko yun yung i-recommend ko na first watch. So, ayun. Yung Broker.
Mm-hmm. Alin, pinapanood mo recently, Sandman.
Nakatapos ko lang nung
Sunday, Sandman. Hindi ko pa nasisimulan yan.
Ang ganda niya. Well, ang ganda nung world building, ang ganda nung visuals. Pero parang after kung natapos na yung hype sa sarili ko, parang I can see din yung stuff na I think they could have improved on. Pero generally, it's a masterfully done comic book adaptation. Tapos, ano pa mga pinapanood ko recently? Only Murders in the Building. Natry ko sinasabi. Oo. Naku, Leo, kailangan ko panoorin yan. Bilang fan ka ng podcasts.
No, meron na ako na-download. Hindi ko lang mahanapan ng time panoorin siya. Pero, yeah.
Tapos, Extraordinary Attorney Woo. Pakilang beses ko ito nasabi sa podcast na to. Na, ay, just so exciting. Every episode. Yun na lang feel ko, yun na lang aking will to live.
Paano pag natapos yun?
Wala na. Tsaka, tapos yung last. Rocky, meron kang meron kang nilagay sa PC ko na sabi mo, panoorin ko siya without researching about it. Anong title yun?
Oh my God, nakalimutan ko yung title. Wait lang. Ano yung title? Wait lang. Fuck. Movie siya in and of itself.
In and of itself. Ayun. Sa dila ko na siya, hindi ko pa sabi. Napanood ko na yung first act. Yung basta. Mm. Pero parang ang bigat niyang panoorin. So,
yeah.
Hininto ko muna. Pero I think it's a must watch din. Ayun. Iron. Ikaw, Rocky.
Yeah, so ako, nanood din ako ng Sandman kasi kakatapos ko pa lang ng episode 6. Tutuloy ko mamaya. Then, nabanggit ko rin to last time yung The Rehearsal sa HBO. Ah, oh my God, sobrang weird niya talaga. Hindi ko alam kung saan papat. Basta, basically ang premise kasi, itong si Nathan Fielder na comedian, he's helping people by, nagre-rehearse sila ng things na gagawin nila. Kasi yung una episode, basically, parang itong guy, nagpatulong siya kasi parang magka-come out siya dun sa friend niya as never siya pumuntang, never siya nag-grad school. Parang ganun. Parang all their friendship kasi akala nila nag-grad school tong si Koya.
Mm-hmm.
So nagpatulong siya kay Nathan Fielder kung paano siya magko-confess na never siya nag-grad school. So ganun. So parang akala ko each episode may ganung situation lang na may isang very specific instance na kailangan lang nilang practicein. Pero itong succeeding episodes, sobrang what the fuck, di ko alam kung ano nangyayari. Very exciting. 2 episodes na lang siya, tapos di ko talaga alam kung ano nangyayari sa ulit. Yun. Very good. Then yung loot, hindi pa pala siya finale, so may isang episode pa.
Ay, may nakalimutan akong sabihin. Patapos na ako sa ano. Ay, sige, go Leo. Ikaw muna.
Ay, no. Kakalimutan ko, I'm currently watching pala yung What Did You Eat Yesterday? Alam niyo ba yun? Nandun din yung bida sa Drive My Car. Si Hedy Tatashi ni Shiji.
Japanese na LGBTQ show.
Yeah, tapos Slice of Life. As in, cute. As in, wait, so basically, nag-live-in sila na couple. Si Kenji at si Shiro. Tapos, wala. I mean, everyday struggles sila kung paano. Tapos nagpo-focus siya sa food kasi si Shiro, yung bida sa Drive My Car, siya yung cook. Tapos pinapakita lang kung paano siya nagluluto like every episode. Mm-hmm. Kasi nagluluto siyang dinner parati for them. So,
gusto ko lang panoorin yan. Lagi ko nakikita sa Netflix.
Go! Panoorin mo. Like, sobrang chill watch niya kasi slice of life talaga siya. So, ayun.
Mm-hmm. Ano sasabihin ko? Ayun! Patapos na ako sa I'm holding off watching yung last episode ng season 2 na Girls 5 Eva. So, familiar ka doon, Leo, sa Girls 5 Eva?
Hindi. Tumangula ako kasi parang okay.
It's a very funny show. Tapos feeling ko, one of the best opening Billboard songs. Tapos, ang kaso lang, ang comment ko lang, medyo naglilo yung mga jokes compared sa ano sa season 1.
Talaga ba?
Parang mas mabagal yung pacing kasi hindi nga
tagal ko na kasi naman yung season 1, so hindi ko masabi.
Pero enjoy pa rin, nakakatawa. Yeah. Tawa ako kay Renee Elise Goldsberry. Grabe siya, testament of ano of good acting. Ang galing, Diyos ko.
She should have been nominated for an Emmy for that movie.
Feeling ko na yung gusto mo to. Nakakatawa.
Sige, try ko panoorin. Wait, saan mo siya pinapanood?
Binigyan lang ako ni Ina.
Yeah, try ko maganap. Wait.
Wait, sinimulan ko na rin pala Extraordinary Attorney Woo.
Yeah!
Kasi apparently, akala ko didiscuss namin soon ni Allen, hindi ba pala? Pero okay. Getting ahead of it na rin, so sinimulan ko na siya.
Kailangan. Layer na pa muna ba yan?
Hindi pa. Pero sobrang popular niya recently.
Sobrang popular. Grabe, hindi ko in-expect na ganun siyang magbo-boom siya ng ganun. Nung pinapanood ko siya at nung unang best siya pinanood, ang warm lang yan sa feeling kasi na-realize ko na, ay, ganito pala kapag you're representing a minority. Kasi diba, autistic na lawyer siya. Tapos parang na-realize ko, ito pala yung, hindi naman ko sinasabi na I'm in the spectrum. Pero parang, ang ganda siguro sa pakiramdam na napapanood doon ng mga people with autism na re-represent.
Yeah, representation.
Representation is in. Ayun. What can you say pala, Rocky? Anong palang ano mo?
Tsaka na lang ako magko-comment pag
discuss natin. Sige.
Ayan. That's it. Before we end pala, namatay last week si Sherry Hill.
So, yeah. All right.
I mean, never. Konti lang yung napanood ko na other stuff. Pero kasi, di ba, first episode natin, yung movie na pinili ko ay baka siguro yata. Ito siya yung nanay nung bida doon. And she was very good in it. So yeah, one of my favorite movies. Kaya medyo affected slight din ako sa pagkamatay niya. Yeah, rest in peace.
Icon. An icon, a legend.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Ang bigat.
Top tier kontra bida. Especially sa bituing walang ningin.
Yeah, of course.
Scene stealer. Siya yung definition ng scene stealer. At tinweet ko to eh, pero di ba meron tayong yung well-known phrase na never meet your idols. Kasi di ba may mga ganyan yung issue with Madonna, ganyan. Pero siya yung, out of all na mga nababasa ko ng mga in memoriams about her, isa siya sa mga exceptions doon. Kasi a very good person talaga si Miss Sherry.
Yeah, that's it. If you like the show, subscribe, follow, rate, 5 stars. Ano pa ba? Sabihin ko pa ba, Alan?
Gusto ko lang mag-thank you ulit kay Leo for
Ah, yeah. Thank you, Leo,
no,
for
thank you for inviting. No, thank you for
Parang
inviting me, actually.
habang ginagawa natin, tama na record, na realize ko, it's a, ano, na, parang full circle siya. Wala lang na, di ba, pinag-usapan natin dati Leo na ini-invite,
Oh.
sinasabi ka kita na, ikaw maggawa ng podcast mo, sinasabi mo, ako gumawa rin ako ng podcast mo. Parang, parang, ano, it's a full circle lang. Wala lang, nakatuwa. Thank
yeah,
you.
Thank you, Leo.
Well, thank you, Rafi and Kuya Allen. Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you for listening.
Always.
Bye.
Bye. Ingat kayo. Bye.